3 years ago, the University of Arkansas began an initiative to increase the amount of outdoor art on campus. Yesterday, the university celebrated the completion of the first piece of art created for this initiative. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grijeda attended the dedication ceremony. Here is her report.
Silas Hunt was a decorated World War II veteran from Texarkana who enrolled in the University of Arkansas School of Law in February of 1948. He completed one semester of classes before becoming ill and withdrawing from school. A year later, he died from tuberculosis. Although his time at the U of A was brief, his impact on the university has continued to be felt for decades because his admission to the institution began the process of integration at the U of A, as well as other colleges across the southern United States. Late yesterday afternoon, a visible reminder of the former student was added to the campus in the form of the Silas Hunt Memorial Sculpture, which was formally dedicated by the University of Arkansas. Brian Massey, an art professor at the University of Central Arkansas, is the creator behind this artwork.
I've been a part of a lot of firsts in my life as I was growing up. First in this class, first in that class, the first black president of my high school class and things of that nature. And when I found that this was the first sculpture to be on this campus, I was very proud to be of that first. When I heard of Silas Hunt, I didn't know who he was. I'm originally from North Carolina. So whenever I think of Arkansas at the time, all I thought about was, you know, the Little Rock Nine, the Central High School crisis. And when I had opportunity to submit for this design, I wanted to paint a light with this piece that will be a positive light. And then when I researched Silas Hunt, found out who he was and what he did, I was like, man, I've got to do this.
Massey almost didn't have the opportunity to participate. On the deadline for submissions, Massey says his Dodge truck was acting funny on the drive to Fayetteville. Instead of heading home, Massey's wife encouraged him to continue on. He did and submitted his portfolio for consideration. Eventually, the North Carolina native was commissioned for this piece. He estimates it took about a year and a half to construct. Massey says he wanted to do something different, and he had five different concepts for the artwork.
I have three kids, and I watched a lot of Disney movies with those kids. And so one of my favorite movies was the first Lion King. And there's a scene in the movie when Rafiki takes Simba and holds him up to on Pride Rock for the pride. So when I thought about my design, I thought about Silas Hunt. He didn't do this by himself. He had the support of his family, his friends, his community. And so I wanted something that represented him. So the bronze medallions, you can see an image of him on the first day on college campus. And then there's an image of the actual law school as it was in 1948. And I wanted to take that and put him in the middle and have these two arms rising up out of the support base as his community and family supported him for his endeavor. And then the steel base itself is his foundation of his morals and what he believed in. So when I put this all together with the bronze, this limestone, and the steel, this is what I came up with. As Jeannie said, it takes a long time. This block of limestone weighed 8,200 pounds when I started. It was a block. I drilled about 2,000 holes in it just to get the basic form out. So that's probably why I still have these guns. because I do a lot of stone carving, a lot of fabrication, but this has really been a joy for me to do. And I hope that those who come and see it will see that it represents the past, the future. For this university, and to be a part of this has really, really been a great honor.
The sculpture is located between Old Main and the Pi Beta Phi Centennial Gate entrance. Surrounding the artwork, you'll find placards describing the life of Silas Hunt, a bench, and a specific type of tree, which Chancellor G. David Gerhardt pointed out to yesterday's crowd.
Now, all of you will probably notice a single American beech tree, which has been planted to the south of the monument. I haven't looked, but I hope it's over there. Is it over there? Well, this, I've been told, is a sheltering tree with beautiful golden fall colors. These trees grow strong and tall with sturdy horizontal limbs. And over time, this tree will provide shade and shelter for people who choose to sit and reflect on the life of Silas Hunt.
In addition to being commissioned for this sculpture, Massey was recently selected as one of 84 artists for inclusion in a new book called Studios and Workspaces of Black American Artists. His most recent work, The Jazz Player, was selected and presented to former President Bill Clinton for the commemoration of the 5th-year anniversary of the Clinton Library in 2009. Although he is now an accomplished sculptor, he says he began working with the medium by accident.
Initially, my goal was to become an illustrator with Hallmark. That was what I wanted to do. And I was going into commercial art and graphic design as an art major. But I got into sculpture by pure accident. I was walking across campus and I heard this racket going on, so I looked beyond the wall, and there was this little old man trying to unload this big block of stone, some students, and the cable broke. So I was playing football, so I just put it on my shoulder and pushed it back on the truck. And the guy said, we need some strong sculptures, some strong people in our sculpture program. I said, well, I think about taking a class. And so I did, and as I say, the rest is history.
The sculpture is the first work of art commissioned by the university's Public Art Oversight Advisory Committee. The committee was formed in 2009 and charged with increasing and diversifying the amount and quality of public art displayed in outdoor areas of campus. Jeannie Hewlin, who is the chair of the art department, is also a member of the committee.
What's really important is that it'll also help with the creative economy and the tourist economy of this region. I mean, people are not, they're not going to just go up north to go see art. They're going to come to our campus to see what we have. And actually, public arts, pieces on different campuses throughout the country have actually made the campus, those campuses become really important. And I think it also helps kind of support what I do in the Department of Art and teaching, and for them to see that, you know, there's opportunities beyond just what you do in your studio, but getting your work out on sites.
Information about the sculpture's namesake is available at silashunt.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.